Hi, this is Pirate Davey with PiratePods.com, and I'm here today with
Pirate Paloma,
and we have John Cushway with Position Normal. How you doing, John?
I'm okay. I'm really good. Nice to speak to you.
Ah, it's a pleasure speaking to you, too. How's the weather over there?
Well, yesterday it bucketed down so much that people couldn't cope, I don't think. You know, that in this country, it gets such sporadic weather. But no one really settles down into anything. We're either getting burnt, or drenched, or freezing. But today was just a really nice day. Nice and blue. Nice kind of temperature to it. Yeah, not too hot, not too cold.
Wow.
But I didn't get up till 12, funny enough. So I missed half of it. But when I was awake, it was lovely. Really nice.
Very good.
I asked Chris the same question. Everyone has a story. What's your story? What's the story of Position Normal?
The story of Position Normal is in some way, it's an accident, a complete accident, I think. Because basically, when you have an accident, it's hard to really understand why you had the accident. And with us, we were just in college, I suppose. I don't know how we actually got together as such, but when he started to make music, and when he does make music and when he plays it to me, I can't help myself. I just have to react to it. I can't just listen to it. I can't just say, oh, yeah, that's really good. I have to get involved in some way. I can't play any instruments, but... I guess that's it. I mean, it doesn't seem to fit in anywhere. It's not pre-programmed to achieve anything, apart from whilst we're making it, make us laugh, really.
Right.
It doesn't get overworked. It doesn't get practiced. Whatever you hear is generally just that's what's happened. In terms of my input, anyway, with regards to how Chris makes the music, it's... It's just a gem, really, how he does it. He's a genius, I think, without probably knowing it. Maybe his side of things is much more laborious. Not in a boring way, but he just puts a hell of a lot of effort into everything he does. Whereas I kind of don't in that sense, but whatever we do, it tends to be the first take, if you like, and then that's it. That's how Chris likes it.
So do you believe in the beauty of accidents or the beauty of mistakes, you know,
that dumb luck?
Oh, definitely, yeah. Yeah, there's nothing worse than something sometimes like can be so polished. I don't know, say for example, I mean I love all sorts of music, and it's not I haven't got a quest to find and listen to obscure music from way out places. You know, I love the Beatles, and if most of their albums can be very, very polished, and then sometimes you'll hear something that was just a demo, or so it's just a crackly mistake kind of take, and the beauty in that is it might only be like 3 or 4 seconds worth of a mistake or something, but there's so much beauty in it.
Right.
I don't know, it's better than some of the months of polishing off something that it's just too shiny. It needs to be crumpled up a bit.
I agree, man. I like that. I have a question, too. I was listening to Wall of Light, and what I wonder is this song some kind of a drug-induced thing, or are you just very intelligent?
I think the first words of that is, there's a thought. I think I say, there's a thought. And that was... John Peel, do you know John Peel? He died, didn't he? Do you know him?
Yeah,
Peel,
the
one DJ.
Yeah, take a look at Paloma's page.
Yeah, he was doing like crummy, he used to do some crummy adverts, yeah, some voiceovers, which I just love that guy's voice. Right. Very soothing. But he'd do some crummy voiceovers and I can't remember what it was, but at the end of it, it's just his voice, and he's like, there's a thought. And that started that off, really. I don't know how the rest of it came out. It was, again, that wasn't very laborious. It just sort of popped out. Yeah, drug induced, basically, yeah.
There's a thought. Wall of light. Interior partition walls made of light. Possibly release a trickle of some kind of natural cloudy gas to enhance the depth of the wall. One day we won't have doors. We'll have a divide from one room to another, solely relying on sound waves and dense light.
So what do you... I jump around with my question, so you'll have to excuse me. But what do you find most absurd about today's world?
Most absurd? House prices.
Oh, yeah.
Just want to live somewhere, you know. I don't see the big idea about it, really.
I love that. I just want to live somewhere.
Very good. Right on.
It's frightening, isn't it? It's sickening. It's that is absurd. The way that money can be so expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just to live. Shit. Well, I have to ask you, what are you listening to these days? Is there any album that comes to mind besides your own music? I know a lot of people say, I listen to my own stuff, man. That's it. Yeah, and that's what I get off on. But what are you listening to these days?
It's difficult these days to pin down what I listen to because the computer's on in the house, which generally it is. I have to have something going on. I can't just have the noise of like children playing sort of thing. So it's nice to have, even if it's radio. And if it's radio, then I tend to flick through things. But with a computer, I always have to set it to something, just to play anything, because I like the fact that the computer's choosing. Ah. And sometimes it puts things next to each other that I wouldn't, and. There's something quite nice about that, especially when, you know, the computer's also full up of our own music as well. Uh-huh. Some of it's not finished, or there's just bits and oddnesses, sounds, if you like. And then when they're going against more popular or more kind of well-known, actually recorded music, then you get a nice mixture. Uh-huh. I mean, with regards to buying music, I haven't bought an album in quite a while. A couple of months ago, the Kasabian album, I think it's called Empire.
Right.
Yeah, so it's a real mixture, because I don't put any rules on what we listen to. So if it's Doris Day, because, you know, the kids like it, then it's fine.
Yeah.
There's goodness in every bag, I think.
Wow.
But then there's a whole lot of crap in the charts as well, which I try and steer clear of. But sometimes the kids like, you know, sometimes the kids like some that hideous puppy stuff, and it's just fun to see them go off on it.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm a big fan of Ween. I'm sort of waiting for them to come out with something new.
Oh, is that Ween?
Yeah, Ween.
Yeah.
Dean and Gene Ween.
Yeah, right. Oh, wow. Yeah. I think a lot of us are.
Yeah. It seems like it's been a while.
Yeah.
It's been a while. I haven't seen them over here for a while, actually, so maybe I missed them. See, that's the other difficulty with stresses of modern life. I may have missed them coming over in the last year.
Yeah, I think we have too.
Yeah.
Always comes on a day that something else is going on.
I think the last time I did see him, I thought he'd been swapped over with someone else. He'd lost so much weight, he just didn't look like him. Oh. Yeah, the singer, Gene.
So, what music were you raised listening to? You know, what did you grow up on? You know, is there a certain type of music that you grew up on?
I'd say my mum was heavily into Frank Sinatra, and my dad like kind of Jack Jones and Bread.
Very good.
And then they like parties, so they like to have. You know, they like to celebrate parties and stuff, so they do mixtapes. of all sorts. You know, from like Chaz and Dave, East End, Cockney kind of knees up parties with like Lionel Richie or some people like that slung in there for good measure. So a real mixture. But for me, I suppose important things growing up was like the Two Tone era, Madness and Specials. Being a rude boy when I was too young, because my brother's 6 years older than me.
Right.
So I was into things that I suppose that I shouldn't have been, but I kind of, you know, they let me to some extent be a little rude boy wearing monkey boots and skin tight white jeans and stuff. So that was important, very important. And the Smiths was very important to me when being slightly older. Again, it wasn't very normal for kids my age to be listening to the Smiths, because again, my brother was 6 years older than me, so most of the music came from him, really.
I see.
Because he'd be getting into things that were my age group weren't interested in, but it would leak down to me, sort of thing.
Of course, you could listen to some Lionel Richie today too, right?
Yeah, just a little bit. Wow, what a feeling!
He's got some good ones, man. Could you tell me a little bit about New Biz? There was this one line, I believe, it's good to lay down again. Can you explain the background of that line or that song?
Oh, that was a bit of a messy one, that.
All right.
It's good to lay down again. Yeah, that was so long ago. That's one of the ones that, see, we record a lot. We seem to go through a little phase of recording lots of stuff. And then we wouldn't hear it. I don't know if Chris would be hearing it. Generally, Chris would be recording. It'd be at his place. Chris moved around more than me.
Ah.
So with each kind of new environment that he moved into, even though it's just it's another house or flat, but the recording bit of the house would be different in each time, and that would conjure up different waves and stuff. And then I wouldn't hear any of it. It wasn't as if we record five songs, get them done to a nice, listenable stage, and then that's it. We'd be playing those on tapes or whatever for a while. It just could be a couple of years go by, and whatever I'd done that night, I ain't heard. And then they pop back up again. So that one, it just that was good to do business with you and stuff like that in it.
Right.
I just that nothing was written there, just a messy evening mucking about with Chris. And if you're sitting there with his music going on, the music that he's made, it grabs you. It really does grab you. Sort of extracts the nonsense out of me, basically.
Yeah.
And I don't know whether it's his whole cunning plan of doing so, or it's just Tea with Two Sugars is nice. It's, it's a nice little mixture there.
Good to lay down again. Well, we have these questions because times, the listener, right? They hear a song. You hear songs. We, as listeners, we oftentimes misinterpret.
Yeah.
Song, right? But do you see that as the beauty of music? Keeping the listener guessing, at times.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. It's a bit cruel because I don't like it if I buy a record and they ain't got the lyric sheets in and stuff.
Ah.
Or they haven't got the names of the people or pictures of the people. That sort of annoys me sometimes, and yet we do all of that. We don't put any lyrics in, don't put any pictures of ourselves in it. It's I love the music we make. I find it hard being a fan, really, because I don't feel like that anyone gets much from us. We get a sleeve and some either a CD or vinyl, and that's it. There's no There's no extras.
Yeah.
Apart from maybe the colour of the vinyl.
Hey. But that's enough to go on if you love music.
Yeah. Yeah, it's nice because we don't, because I suppose when I buy music of other people, then I am interested in the whole sort of package to some extent. Because it's there. If they're offering it up, then it's there. I've got to sort of read it or take note of it. But then I've never seen the residents, so I haven't got a clue what they look like, none of their stuff, so there's room for us yet, I suppose.
That could be a great thing. I mean, I think that, you know, that element of mystery, and I guess there's a better word for it. But that, you know, where the listener is guessing, there's something beautiful in that, because I think that could add to the trip of the music, right? That music is really, at least for us, and I'm sure it is for a lot of people, and that's why we keep going out and buying it or listening. is that, you know, it's a trip.
Yeah,
you do it to take your mind somewhere else.
I think when I do listen back to our music, it is, I have to listen to the whole thing, sort of thing. I very rarely just pick out a tune, you know, or one track sort of thing. Or if it goes on, I have to listen to the whole lot, because there is some sort of journey. It might go nowhere, but there's a little bit of space in nowhere, I think, and that's about as far as we travel. And yet, there's friends of mine that, everyone seems to have an iPod, don't they? And they put some of our songs on there, and they say that, as they're just walking along, maybe listening to some, you know, real classic Rolling Stones business going on, and then one of our songs pop in there, and it's the juxtaposition. There's a beauty there. It's nice that people like it.
Yeah, absolutely.
It kind of works both ways, but I find it difficult just picking out one song. Oh, I must listen to that because it's only like half a minute long.
Yeah.
Next one.
You can get a whole lot of feeling out of a half minute. You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Right, I mean, that feeling can stay with you longer than just that 30 seconds there, right? I mean, you imagine the music we carry in our minds.
Cool.
You know, right? I mean, and you, being a musician, I imagine that music's with you every day, every minute.
Yeah, it's my diet.
All right. One other question for you, too. Any thoughts that you have you know, the direction you see the world taking these days?
Well,
mm-hmm.
I think the world is, I don't know if you just heard that in the background, but a firework just went up in front of me, because where I live, I'm on a slight hill.
Right.
And I'm upstairs looking out my bedroom, and this firework just went up in front of me and exploded. And
wow.
Just as you asked that question, and that's pretty much the answer, I think. It's going up high somewhere, and it's going to pop at some point. And it will look great. It will look great. It'll be a good way to go, but it's dangerous, I think, this planet at the moment. It's a dangerous place, and that's why we're running. We're running down to Cornwall, where you eat Cornish pasties and cream tea and scones and go surfing.
Something to keep you awake at night, right?
Yeah. Yeah. We're worried now.
Just like a firework. Yeah.
Everyone at the end of an interview, give us their best impression of a pirate. Would you do that for us?
Of a pirate?
Of a pirate.
My pirate is, it is time for us to set sail across this huge sea after the Tossy, the Potty, the Lossy, and the Gotty. And when we get back, well, I'm pissed as assholes.
Very good, man. Hey, it was a real pleasure to talk to you. Hopefully, we can talk some more in the future.
And, yeah, I hope so.
Yeah, absolutely, man. And best of luck with your next endeavors. Are you currently working on some new music at this point? You must be working.
We are trying. Yeah. We are trying.
Yeah, outside of all the other things you have to do, right?
Yeah. Right. It's difficult, but we're trying. I just recently wiped everything that was on my computer, and I was talking about all the music that sits on it, but I accidentally wiped everything off of it, and it's been, music's horrible to me for a little bit, so waiting for the spark again.
So
you real let down. Oh. But yeah, you know, Chrissy Boy said to me, it's good. You need to just wipe it and start again.
Maybe.
What's your space? We'll put stuff up on the MySpace.
Right.
That's some fun with that.
Sorry about your loss. That's not fun. But maybe that. I mean, that's the only thing you can do is you just move on.
Yeah.
And create something new out of it. And you might get better results. That's
exactly. Got to look here. Got to be positive.
That's right.
You got to be. That's, you know, sometimes that's all that will pull us through on our you know, last hour of the day. Our last hour of the night is just being positive. Thanks a lot, John.
That's been a pleasure.